Me like to see Hanks, but I don't think to see no.
Really?
But he's Hanks, though.
They are?
Sure, it's Hanks.
You ever seen
one? Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Now, listen, hon, I wouldn't tell you now. Like, I looked at my husband just like I'm looking at you. But I didn't know it was him, understand? A woman come here at me to go help put him on the bed up there. And there was a man coming along smoking with a pair of khaki pants on, you know. But now I didn't know it was him. And I told her, I said, listen, I'm going to wait till that man go down to my house. I'm going to run down there. And if he come up here, I'll see who it is. He went right on through that wire and stood there and looked at him. And the people that live in the day that saw it. And he just went from that cigarette and went on bigger and bigger and bigger. It went on up in the sky till he got plumb out of sight. I saw that. I hope God will kill him. I saw that.
Really?
I saw it. You know, I ain't ready to die. I wouldn't want to die on that, on a lie. I saw that. It was him. I knowed it was him after he crossed the wire. But I wasn't thinking when I was talking to her, you know. And after dinner, I said, that ain't nobody but really. And it was him. He went on up. And that light got bigger and bigger. Till it went on out of sight in the sky. And all the folks saw it. I wasn't the only one. If I had been the only one, they wouldn't have believed it. But everybody saw it. And they told me, said, my boy went to Florida, he went off my baby, and they said he got killed. And I went down there and asked the sheriff if she couldn't find out. The folks told her, said, she don't try to find out. Said, he did. And I thought the man was looking for the boy, you know. But the folks would go behind me and tell him, say, he did, don't look for him. I come in, I said, I ain't coming out this house till something happened. I got there and got in my bed and said my prayer and stayed in it. And I said, Lord, if that boy ain't dead, let the shape of him come walking up to this window. It was dark. I looked out the window, the boy walked right up to the window. I got out of that bed and went on the way. They said, your boy ain't dead. I said, uh-uh, he ain't dead. I said, he just ain't dead. I said, no, he ain't dead. And about a month after then, they called me. My sister said, you want to hear your boy talk? I said, yeah. And I carried this girl with me over here. And he talked to me. She come back and told him, said, that wasn't him. I said, honey, yes, that was him. I know my children. I had the folks say, everybody looking at me laughing, cause she done told him, you know, said it wasn't him. I said, oh, you could show God him. I said, I know my children, any of them boys. I said, that was him. It was him talking to me. And 2-3 weeks out of then he come.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I told you that was him I was talking to. I know that was him, and I God will do things for you. You know, if you just ask him and put your trust in him, he will do things for you. I thought I would never get over my daughter dying. I feel just as good as I ever feel. I'm over that. I think about it, but it's all over. I get over it. God can bring you over. They said, she took a stroke the first part of the night, it wasn't that couch, on another couch. And so she rolled out there till late that evening. I had rent a man some land over there for some cane. And he was over there, I reckon thought somebody was eating it. And he was over there looking at it, and he come by here. Children told him, said, don't bother, said she in there asleep. I had two of my boys chewing here. They were, man coming here, he said she was making long stretches for death. And they got her and carried her to the hospital, and she lived about an hour. And when I got to Philadelphia, I called up there. They said she just died.
Philadelphia?
I was up north. And when I got to Philadelphia, I called him.
Yeah.
And they said she just died. I said, Miss Linda, come on, if you can. I said, I'm on my way. I'm here in Philadelphia now. And I thought I never would get over that. But I'm over that. God can do anything.